fifth pair of kum, third Mishnah, Ashefa Minimsa Trefa. Person shepherd an animal ended up to be a trefa. Ashefa Avayazar. A shepherd an animal ended up to be, it was Avayazar. All these things are shkita, which does not permit a meat to be eaten, either because it was a trefa or because he did Lashem Avayazar. There's also Bano, Shechet Paras Chates, someone shechs Paraduma, it's not edible. Shah Nisgal, an animal that got a decree to be stoned. Eglarufa, animal was set aside for Eglarufa. It's told me it was ready to put down to the Snachal Eisen where they would have to break its neck. Even if you shaft it before you break its neck, it's also Bano. Rabbi Shimon, Poita, all these cases, Rabbi Shimon holds that since the Shrit is not permitted by Achila, there's no Eisen as Bano. You have to have a Shrita Ru'uya. Rabbi Shimon will be Chalik in the first two Mishnais also, because those are also Shritas, a lot of those cases, which were also to eat. Because of Koshen B'chutz, so Chulim B'fnim. Chachom Mechayvim, and that's where we paskin, like the Chachom, like the first two Stam Mishnais. Ha'sheichet, and it's now with the Yodai, if a person shechs, and he became an Avela, he didn't shech the Simonim properly. Or Anoiche, he doesn't shech the Simonim at all, he just cuts open the neck. Vertically, Amakir, he rips out the simonim. All these things, since he did not do any shchita, put Moisav Zmano, because it says Moisav Zmano loy sishchatu biyoyim efer. Don't do the shchita in the same day. So it's only if you did shchita. If you just killed him, that's not shchita. Shnayim shelochu poalim, no, two people that bought a parent and the offspring. Eis shelochu rishon yishchad rishon. The one who bought first, he has entitled to shep first, and the other one's going to have to wait a day. And kod masheini, the other one chapt derayim. And he shechted first zocha, so he's the first, and then now the second guy has to wait. Shechet para, v'achet kav shnei boner. The person shechted a cow, and afterwards his two offspring. Seifek shmoinim. Why? Because he's two isurim. Each one was a isur of isur v'esmenoi. Shechet shnei boner. He shechted two offspring, so that's permitted. And v'achet kav shechto. In one act, he's now basically shechting a mother, two offspring, saving his empire, because he did only one act, only one asr act of shechting the mother. The two children was permitted to shech. Shechted es bita ves bas bita saving shmoinim. If he shechted two offspring, a daughter and a granddaughter, then it's gets two malchus for each, 40 for each one, 39 for each one. Shechted ves bas bita. If he shechted this animal and his granddaughter, Ve'achakal Shochta Bita. In other words, shechting a granddaughter doesn't seem to be a problem. The problem is the mother and the offspring. So if she shechted the mother and then his daughter and then the granddaughter, so the granddaughter and the mother were shechted at the same time. Here, if you shechted the mother and the granddaughter, and then you shechted the mother, so you only get 40, because he did only one act of Isra, of shefting the middle one, the mother. Like we said earlier in the Mishnah. He said that Rabbi Meir says that since Betsim is doing two Averis with one act, and also in the Reisha, when he shefted the two daughters and afterwards the mother, Rabbi Meir would hold that he could get Shmoyin, because in one act, you're really doing two times Isra as Benoit. Baba Prokim Beshana Amoichala Behemel Chavir Serv Leidia. Four times a year, these are times a year that people would buy meat and shecht it immediately for yontif. So there's a concern, if you're shechting the mother and the daughter, then one of the person that bought the mother, another one that bought the daughter, do it on the same day. So you have to notify the second person, you should know, I sold the mother. You have to say, ima mechat lishcha bita mechat lishcha. No, it's under normal conditions, you do not have to notify the one who bought it, because you don't have to be choshish that they're going to shecht on the same day. But here it's erev yontif, we know everyone's shechting the erev yontif. So you have to notify somebody who's buying an animal that I sold the mother or the daughter and coordinate with the second person. Ve'elohim, Erev Yontav Achon Shulchag, Erev Shmini Atzeres, that's the first one, Erev Yontav Rishon Shul Pesach, Erev Pesach, Erev Atzeres, Erev Yontav Shavuos, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yisak Galila, Yaf Erev Yom Kippur, and Begol, that Erev Yom Kippur, they would eat a lot also, as a mitzvah in Erev Yom Kippur. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Imosa, Eimizman Shein Le'yevach, that's only talking about a case where he did not have enough amount of space, time, because he sold them the same day. So therefore, yeah, there's a concern that if he sold them the same day in Erev Yontif, they'll maybe both ship them the same day. But if it's a Rebach, which means he didn't sell them the same day, then Ein Tzarech L'Hodiah. He doesn't have to be concerned. I sold one today and one the next day, then maybe they can both ship on the same day. If even if he sold them 2 days, but he sold one to the Chosin and one to the Kala, and the plan to make a wedding in another few days, he can assume they're going to shef at the same day, and therefore he has to notify them, be careful. In such a case, he rest assured that they are shefting at the same day, and therefore he has to notify that the mother was sold.